The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Inventables, the hardware store for designers. Learn more about Carvy, their new 3D carving machine, at Inventables.com.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. In case you haven't listened to the podcast before, here's what we're dealing with. I fell through a magical portal behind a Burger King a little over a month ago into this magical land of Foon. Luckily, in my backpack, I had some podcasting equipment, and I'm still getting a little bit of a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the magical rift, I think. So I'm hosting a weekly podcast in the Vermilion Minotaur, a tavern in the town of Hogface in the land of Foon. And joining me every week are my co-hosts. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey, this is Chunt.
And I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yarrick. The dwarves know me as Zonin.
You know, I actually went on a date.
What's that?
I just went on a date today.
You went on a date? Chunt, that's great. I feel
there are other secret names you may never know.
It was with a horse.
Private names that were created in the very depths of hell and the heights of heaven. Names
where
that
did
are
you
so
meet
powerful
that
if I were to speak them
where
aloud, they would surely rend their reality apart.
Beautiful chestnut mare.
Uh-huh.
Who's our guest today?
You know, we're talking a little bit about Chunt's love life.
I'm sorry,
I had a date earlier today with a horse.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, actually, before we talk about your date with this horse, we actually did step on one thing. Hoobastank. All right.
Yeah, I went on a date with a horse today. We went to Makeout Point.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's this point on top of a mountain. It's like there's a haunted shack there, and if you make it out alive, you're supposedly supposed to fall in love. But she died.
Oh, no. How terrible for you.
Oh, no. That's
Makeout
awful.
Point is...
You have to try, right?
I'm 0 for 30 at Makeout Point.
Oh, no. Don't go back.
At the bottom of that point is just a pile of animal bones.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No. My little secret.
Well, okay. Well, that awfulness aside, I would just like to say it's a beautiful blunder day.
Yes, blunder. It's in full swing now. It's dark 24 hours a day, but there's a beautiful starlit days and nights.
Yeah, so for the people on Earth that haven't heard about this before, there are slightly different seasons here in Foon.
Yes.
There's winter.
Blunder,
which we are currently in.
Correct.
Where it's almost always dark, but right. Still beautiful.
And don't forget, every fourth blunder is a thunder.
So, okay. Well, let's stick with just this year.
All right.
So after blunder, we're coming up on spring.
Spring, and all the trees begin to bloom, and the flowers come out of the ground and begin berating people.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that comes summer, and farmers are out doing their work, waiting for Vishtosh to pull around when the firestorms begin. And then as soon as the firestorms are over during Vishtosh, it's fall and the leaves turn a beautiful color of brown and orange and yellow and fall to the ground, and then it's winter again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes?
Vishtosh
yes.
Is the firestorms?
There can be firestorms during Vishtosh. You know, it's the natural cycle of things. Spring, summer, fire, fall, winter. You know.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, well, hopefully I'm find a way to get home before Vishtosh.
Oh, you should stay. It's beautiful.
Beautiful firestorm.
You can try and catch a fireflake on your tongue. You know, no two are alike.
Yes.
Fireflake?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then what will do people make like firemen?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yes,
you
that's
die immediately.
Stupid. You can't make a man out of fire. You make him out of the ash.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been meaning to ask you, Arnold,
it's Arnie.
This burger potentate. Are you in servitude to him?
I mean, it's felt like it at times. But no, it's just like a restaurant. It's just a name. Just like the Vermilion Minotaur is the name of this tavern. The Burger King is the name of a restaurant. Several restaurants. Like a kind of, I mean, I guess an empire of restaurants.
An empire of restaurants. So there is a Burger King there.
There may be a Burger King.
Because there is a man in our world. A great, terrifying man.
Uh-huh.
Stone of face. who'll sneak up upon you with a sandwich and try to hand it to you with no expression whatsoever.
You talking about Mark?
Yes, I'm talking about
Mark.
Called
Mark.
M-A-R-Q-U-E.
Right.
Mark. But he wears a crown.
I see. That sounds vaguely similar to the Burger King of my world.
That's what I feared.
But you know what? I feel awful. I feel like we've really been neglecting our guest. He's an imp. He's like the smallest guest we've had since Flower. Please welcome Pimbly Nimblebottom.
Hello. I'm Pimbly Nimblebottom.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Pimbly.
Hello.
Are you okay? He's just sort of precariously just settled on top of the mic. Are you going to fall off or anything?
No, I have perfect balance.
Okay.
That's fantastic. I'm so excited. I feel like it's been a little while since...
Barky! A leaf with a drop of water!
Yum, yum, yum.
I'm excited. I feel like it's been a while since we've had, like, a truly magical guest.
How dare? How dare you? How dare you?
I wish that was an intentional insult, but it really...
You know I can shapeshift, right?
That's true. Chit-chan, you are magical as well.
You're a dick.
So, Pimbly, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're an imp.
I am an imp, and as you all know, we go around leaving rubies and coins in pots and barrels.
Oh, really? I actually have started finding money around.
And yes,
it's very exciting because I have no foon currency, so I've started kind of collecting some of these coins. I have some in my pocket, actually.
Yes.
That's very useful, especially when you're upon an adventure. A wonderful adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. Anyone?
No.
Can I ask a question? Because Morklore's law of appearances says that anything that, you know, appears has to have come from somewhere. So
yes.
Where does... I know I found gems and
yes.
coins before. Where does... Do you guys make those?
We poo-poo them.
That's your shit.
Yes. In the world of Foon, our feces are very, very valuable. But to us, it's just feces.
So you're not even purposely leaving gifts. You're just
shitting everywhere.
We just have to take little poo-poos everywhere.
Like, it seems on the surface like it's this wonderful thing, but you're really just, like, crapping everywhere.
Yes.
Well, things are different here in our world. There are these symbiotic relationships where an imp like Pimbly Nimbly has to poop into a little clay pot, and then I go on a great adventure to defeat the Dark Lord, and along the way I have a sword, and I go, I'm going to break that pot, and I snap it in half, and then I pick up the piece, and I go, aha, I have found some riches upon my quest.
I have noticed you doing this around town. You see a pot, you just break it.
Yes, absolutely.
Why not just reach into the pot and see if there's any coins in there?
Well, what if my hand got stuck?
Yes, what if there were a serpent in the pot? You must break it to find out if there's a serpent in the pot.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Well, now it makes sense.
Yeah,
that's terrifying. Then what would the pot makers do if there were pots everywhere that hadn't been broken? Would they begin to pile up and there'd be hundreds of pots just sitting there?
So pots and Foon are literally just made to hold either gem poop,
yes,
snakes, and to be broken and then to be remade again.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yep,
oh,
right.
Okay. So you're just crapping everywhere and everyone
yes.
just knows that they're collecting imp shit?
Well, the imp shit, as you call it, is the valuable coins and jewels
yes.
to us.
Didn't you find some this morning in your mouth?
Well,
you woke up this morning and you yawned and a couple coins fell out, so...
That is a wonderful prank to play upon your friends.
Yeah, I mean...
They grab an imp and squeeze him over his friend's mouth.
I mean, it seems...
We do not like that very much.
It seemed at first I was annoyed, then I was delighted that I had found money in my mouth, and now, in retrospect, I'm disturbed that it was imp... Crap.
Some imps have their own little kinks, and some of them will go into people's houses and leave little poo-poos in their buckets and in their mouths and on their children's heads.
Oh,
what if that's what comes out when you defecate? What comes out the other end?
There is no other end. We are pansexual. We have no vaginas or peepees. If you can imagine bum just going all the way to the front as well.
I hesitate to really dive deep into this.
Well, imps, you see, they don't need the sort of business of manhood such as ourselves. It's simply sometimes one of them gets caught in a pot. Someone comes along with a sword and breaks it in half, and they think, oh, I'm going to find some beautiful jewels or some gold. But it turns out that you snap an imp in half, and then there's two of them.
Yes, that's correct.
I've been told, I don't know if this is, I don't want to be rumor, gossip, I've been told you are actively a rumor monger.
I love gossip.
Oh, we're so small. We get to hear all the gossip. I watch people do all types of terrible things with people not realizing I'm in the room.
What's the filthiest thing you've ever seen?
The Prince of Malfoy.
Yeah?
He likes to watch sheep make love while he masturbates onto a plant.
Ugh, that's awful.
Don't care for that at all.
Although I suppose he must be unhappy because literally all the sheep have been killed off by the falsetto marauders. Yeah.
But I had heard that if you capture an imp, it will ask you a riddle, and if you solve that riddle, you get as much rubies or coins as you want.
You don't even have to ask us a riddle. We'll poo-poo for you whenever you
think. Oh, I thought you asked us a riddle. So you have to catch an imp and ask it a riddle, and if you get it right?
Yes.
Interesting. What a
so you just have to ask a riddle that you know the answer to.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that... What is the sun's biggest fear?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
No, you should have asked one that you knew the answer to.
I'm so sorry. I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Shunt, you should have asked one you knew the answer to.
I panicked.
That's all right.
Here, hold on 1 second. I'll give you a little reward for that one.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a big one. Thank you so much.
Really? You're welcome.
I have noticed that the coins, the bigger they are, the more they're worth.
Yes. Yep.
Duh. Did that really blow your mind, Arnie?
I guess it makes...
Did you notice that the more food you eat, the fuller you get?
John, are we okay?
I'm just so sad that that horse died.
I'm sorry.
I thought she was the one. I thought.
Chant.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I thought Clara the chestnut horse was the one, and she died.
We're so sorry for your loss.
It's fine.
Would you like me to conjure another horse for you?
I'd rather just meet one.
I understand.
Thank you, though.
Yeah.
Because then, if you conjure a horse and it falls in love with me, I'm like, is it really in love with me, or did Usador, conjure it to be in love with me?
Right.
Then our whole life is just a facade.
Oh, I heard a wonderful rumor at the bar tonight.
Ooh, gossip.
Ooh, yes.
Yes. I heard that Arnold is straight.
That's the first true rumor I've heard about myself.
I never would have guessed that.
He says he has a wife and kids, but he never seems to try and...
I have actively tried to get back through the portal to the Burger King. It's just too small for me to fit anything more than my pinky through.
Have you met anyone new?
Are you getting yourself out there?
Have I met anyone new? You mean dating-wise?
You know what I mean?
No, it's been a month. I haven't, given up that I'm going to be able to get home.
Would you like me to conjure a horse for you to date?
Would you like me to poo-poo a ruby?
Yes, poo-poo him a ruby. He'll feel better.
Okay. No to the first, yes to the second. While you're poo-pooing that ruby, we actually have a sponsor. I'm so excited. I don't know. For all I know, we already have awesome sponsors Earthside for this podcast. But I've finally been able to wrangle up a sponsor for this podcast here in Foon. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to hear from our sponsor, Otok Barleyfoot, the owner of the Vermilion Minotaur.
Come to the Vermilion Minotaur, now on every Sunday, accepting goblins. We've opened up the enchantment to accept goblins on Sundays, so please tell a goblin you know. You're welcome. Only on Sundays, though. The Vermilion Minotaur, right on the Fool's Errand, just at the corner of McShingleshane Forest.
Thank you, Otok. Thank you for our the Vermilion Minotaur, our first Foonside sponsor of Hello from the Magic Tavern. So, what's going on? Usador, are you...
He's in the wizard state.
Has anyone ever actually listened to what he's saying in the wizard state?
I'll catch words here and there.
I think it's mostly, gibberish, and then occasionally he'll throw in a word just so you
think
he's saying
something.
Yes, I
heard the word
warrior. Yeah.
Great undertaking. Undertaking?
I don't know. I feel like it's the same 7 or 8 words over
I wouldn't
and over
accuse
again.
Him of that. When he wakes up, I would not accuse him of that.
You know, you keep saying that I shouldn't get on the wrong side of wizard, but while he's in the state, I'm not...
Feel pretty bold?
I'm feeling, yes, while he's in a trance, I feel like we have really not seen anything the least bit oppressive from Usador, magic-wise.
All right. I mean, he offered to conjure you up a horsewife, but...
I don't want a horsewife, but I'm kind of want to take him up on it just to see how much he would fail.
When he wakes up, have him make a horse for me for just tonight.
Oh, then you'll be a horse.
Which will save us all!
Hey, Isidore?
Yes.
Would you mind making just a temporary horse? Like a 24-hour horse?
Like a discreet horse.
Oh, an ephemeral horse. Yes, I can conjure such a horse. Let me take pick up my staff. Think for a moment.
Stall for time.
Stall. Kinchia equine. Beta! There you go.
It's so small.
That's a very small horse.
I could ride that horse.
It's an ephemeral. It's an ephemeral horse. It doesn't last that long.
I've never had a horse I could ride.
Well, if I was conjuring a real horse that was meant to last longer, it'd be bigger, but...
Well, Pimbly, I'm excited that you have
one. Oh, yay.
Could you conjure up a little saddle?
Of course.
Bing! Oh, my bottom will be so happy.
Why so many words for the horse and just a bing for the saddle?
It's just a piece of equipment. It's much easier than conjuring an animal.
I suppose that's true.
It's just common sense. Just common magical sense.
Oh, okay, let's go.
Look at Nimbly go.
Bimbly, come back.
He's so tiny and adorable.
We're losing our guest. Bimbly, come on.
I'll unconjure the horse.
No, you're going to hurt it.
Went right in his mouth.
What fun.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
I've never been happier.
So, Pimbly, let's learn a little bit more about you. So, all right, we now know all of the sort of poop-related stuff in your life.
Yes.
What else? What else makes up an imp's life?
I have several children.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Because there's more than one way for an imp to procreate. You can either be snapped in half.
Okay.
You can rub your cheeks together with another imp and make tiny little microscopic babies. The tragic consequence of that is that oftentimes we don't realize we've had a baby, and they end up being abandoned in pots
and then people break those pots.
Barrels, yes.
I tend to find that any imp babies that I come across that have been abandoned seem to be fairly well adjusted, happy in their lot.
But some of them are dead.
Yeah, if you do not make it all the way through, obviously.
So if every time you two imps rub their cheeks together, then wouldn't you just be careful not to rub your cheeks against another imp?
Oh, we want to. It feels very good.
I see. It just feels really good.
If I am home alone, sometimes I'll just rub my cheeks.
Just rub your cheeks until... Then what? I don't... No, I don't... I started to ask a question that I didn't want to know the answer to.
No.
You know what I do? If you rub your cheeks by yourself and you're not making an imp baby, what comes out?
A human heart.
Like a full-sized human?
Full-sized human heart comes out of our mouth.
Wow.
Yes, which is why you'll also find hearts inside of pots and barrels.
Human hearts are very valuable as far as potions and spells.
Wow. I could almost imagine that they would give you vitality. Like if you were hurt,
yes.
Would a human heart like give you some
If you
life?
Needed a heart, you'd find a place where an imp masturbated.
Didn't you wake up with a heart in your mouth?
This might be a good time to mention that I'm not going to be living with Chunt anymore. Chunt is still a dear friend, and I've really
badger
loved
friend.
A great badger friend, and I've loved the time that I've spent at his hovel. I really appreciate his generosity. But there have been a number of incidents where I've woken up in sort of strange ways, so I
just always think of you two as roommates.
Yeah, me too, but I mean, if you want to go, go.
It's like when someone says, hey, Ani's coming, I'll always think, Chunt's coming too.
Yeah, well, okay, well... we're still going to be friends. Maybe we'll still go to the same party, although I don't know that I've ever been to a party with Chun.
I don't want to sound jealous, but where are you staying?
You know, now that Otak Barleyfoot is going to be sponsoring the podcast, as way of payment, he's going to let me stay in one of the rooms here at the Vermilion Minotaur. So I'm going to be a permanent resident at the Vermilion Minotaur.
Oh, that's nice.
Am I slowly being edged out of this podcast?
I'm so sorry, Chunt.
Slowly.
No. No, we couldn't do without a friend, Chunt. But I did have an idea I wanted to share with you, my dear friends. I would like to throw a party. What do you think?
Arnie, will you go with me to this party?
All right. Yes, Chunt. I would love to. Because we're not going to be living together. We're going to have to make a little bit more of an effort to hang out and see
each other. Can I invite some buds of mine?
Yes. All you need to do is strap your finest steel to your side. Join the party.
Oh, this sounds like a
head
quest.
Out on the road.
This is a quest.
And yes. Then we shall, as a party, go upon the greatest adventure. And we shall defeat the Dark Lord, for I swear unto you that I have thought of nothing else.
You know, I never thought to ask if he could just conjure, like, an army of horseback riders and just storm.
Yeah, why can't he just conjure a whole army for himself?
Yeah, I don't know his limitations. I mean, that horse was really tiny. Maybe he's embarrassed.
Maybe a tiny little armor.
Scepter.
That was his intention the whole time.
See, no, hold on. He just said scepter. He clearly just threw in one word. Like, he was just not saying anything. And
crunch
then he said,
time.
No,
you say crunch time?
Yes.
What is crunch time? Usador. Usador.
Yeah.
What's crunch time?
Crunch time? Well, sometimes when the pressure is on, as it is now, we must work even harder, get more work done than we had ever dreamed we could do, and that is the time of crunching!
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Pimbly, I was kind of wondering, would you ever consider going on Usador's quest?
Ah, yes, would you?
Oh, well, I've never thought about it. I wouldn't be of much help.
I feel like pooed jewels and ejaculated vitality hearts would be very useful to you on your quest.
I couldn't do that in front of anybody, though. But I could be watching someone who is unaware and do it.
Preferably, you'd be watching someone that was unaware.
Oh, that's the only way for me.
Yeah.
Can you just conjure up an army?
An entire army?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Well, you made the horse, and I was
a tiny horse. I can make a horse. I am better at manipulating the things that do already exist, conjuring things out of nothing, as we all know, according to Morklaw's Law of Appearances, is a not simple thing to do.
So, Usador, this is like a major event. We've gotten you one tiny and perverted member of your fellowship to go on your quest.
This is wonderful.
How many did you need?
Can you conjure two shaved cats?
Yeah.
One male and one female.
Yes, I'll do my best. To answer your question, yes, this is a wonderful day, but I need a dozen strong men and elves and dwarves. What about you, Arnold?
We've been over... It's Arnie, first of all. We've been over this a bunch of times. I need to stay here in case I can get back to the portal, and also, this podcast is very important. I'm sure I'm not going to be able to get Wi-Fi anywhere else in Foon.
Would you want to go to make a point with me?
No and no. Like,
even
no,
I would advise against that.
No version of
no,
that.
No offense to you, John.
I'll go to make out point and just watch you make
try
it out.
Make
try
it
to
out.
Make it
try
out.
Try to make it out?
Yes.
If you go, but how come you've never died at make out point?
Well, when you don't make it out, a ghost appears to each person present and it asks you, do you want to save yourself or the person you're with? And every person I've gone with has been kind enough to say, save Chunt. And I'm always like, save Chun as well. So it's 2-0.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm selfish.
Wow.
Before we close out the episode, I little business we had to take care of. Thank you to everyone on Earth that's listening to this podcast. I can only imagine at this point that most of Earth is listening to this because it's sort of momentous news that there are other dimensions. If by any chance, though, it isn't huge news, please do whatever you can to help spread it. Tell your friends about the podcast and also go to iTunes, give us high star reviews and write a review of the podcast. I'd appreciate it a lot.
Sometimes when Arnie is talking, I think he's just saying nonsense and then just punctuates it with one word that I understand.
Yeah.
So I heard stars.
iTunes.
I feel like, you know, this is the time to write a review. It's really crunch time. Also, more importantly, you can also email us questions at...
Did your wife email you?
No, my wife has not emailed
me. That sounds like
me
a choice.
Yet, unfortunately. No, I don't think it is. Honestly, here's the problem. The email is magictavern@puppies.supplies. I know you guys don't understand how email works exactly, but that's a very unusual email
puppies.
Address. Yeah, you know what puppies are. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know more about that.
What?
No,
why did
we have
to be shaved cats?
We have pets.
Oh, never mind.
Poppies.supplies was the only email address that I could get because of the firewall at the Burger King Wi-Fi. Anyway, please, though, you can send us emails. I swear it's a real email address. So we have two emails, and I'd like to see if there's any questions that our listeners would like us to answer. The first one is, it's Matt DeMarco again, who emailed us a few weeks back.
Here's half of a cat.
Oh, it's just a butt.
Oh,
sorry.
My favorite part.
It's the best I can do. No.
DeMarco says, "Hey guys, I hate to dwell on this, but with the revelation on sword sex, if Chunt were to be in a form where he was large enough to rest a sword point down with the handle resting between his legs." Anyway, it goes into more Chunt. Matt DeMarco seems really fascinated
with the rules of Chunt
sex and transformation.
And also realize you can email me directly at chunt@gmail.com.
Wait, Chunt, how did you get a good email address?
I've been on your computer. When you're gone, I get on your laptop and I mess around. I've seen everything.
I've been using Magic Tavern at puppies.supplies. Because that's all I could get. And you somehow, you don't even understand technology. You have a Gmail address. Email your worst things to chunt@gmail.com. But let's humor Matt DeMarco.
If it's a magical item, I could turn into it.
So if you had sex with a magical item, you could turn into the magical item.
Yes.
Wow, that's good to know. All right, another email is from Patrick Ayers, who says, "Hello, hope this finds you
Hello.
Well.
Hello.
That's not. I'm reading it.
It's like a letter.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but once I become a magical item, I'm just done.
Because you can't have sex.
Because you can't have sex.
So
I choose to avoid.
Yeah. Patrick Ayer says, "Hello. Hope this finds you well. I was hoping I could get a quote for 500 pounds of high-grade puppy food, preferably in pellet form, but realistically, if the price is good, any shaped kibble would be fine. Also, if you could let me know more or less what shipping to the greater DC Metro would be, that would be a huge help. Thanks, Patrick." All right. So I think that's just somebody that was confused about the puppies.supplies.
DC?
The capital of my world, part of my world, like the seat of power.
The kingdom?
Yeah, sort of. A little bit. I mean, it's not, we don't call it
a
kingdom.
Is that where the king lives? The Burger King?
Thank you for joining us, Pimbly Nimblebottom.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I will definitely watch out for your poo coins and poo jewels everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll definitely have you back. And we're excited that you are the first part of Usador's Fellowship.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Yes, and as soon as we have 12 strong, stout men and women ready to take up arms, I shall call upon you, Pimbly.
Yes, thank you very much. And I'm about to go to town on that cat butt.
We should probably discuss how much you owe me for rent.
Oh. Oh.
Well, well, well. Are you all exhausted from all the pretending you've been doing since none of what you just listened to is real? One thing that proves none of this is real is that Google requires Gmail names to be at least 6 letters long. So there's no way chunt@gmail.com is a real address. Now, hypothetically, if Chunt was spelled with 6 T's, then that address could be very real. Too real, in fact. chunttttt@gmail.com. That seems like a real address, but let's not get caught up in that, and whatever you do, do not try to email Chunt there. Usador was dragged into glorious life by Matt Young. Otak Barleyfoot was played by the human Nick Bear. Chunt, who everyone can't stop talking about this week, was portrayed by Adil Rafai. Pimbly Nimblebottom was played by special guest Louis Saunders. Adil and Louis perform together weekly in I.O. Chicago's Revolver. Also, Louis performs regularly at the CIC Theater, so your first step in tracking Louis down in person and inserting yourself into his life is going to www.cictheater.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Produced by Evan Jakover and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Learn more about the show and how it's not real at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. Also, Hello from the Magic Tavern has a Facebook page with lots of evidence that the show is not really happening. All of this distracting fakery was brought to you by Inventables with the help of the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more about Inventables at Inventables.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at ChicagoPodcastCoop.com.